views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
When you feel like your life is crumbling around you, you could actually be on the verge of your next big thing. If you'd rather get into a car accident than go to work because you hate your job, you actually could be on the verge of finding your dream career. If you padded with picking up the tab for your yet again unemployed boyfriend, you're actually on the verge of finding a fantastic relationship. Certified hypnotherapist and master life coach, Laura Richer, wants to show you how to use your breakdown for a breakthrough in creating a life you love. You're listening to Laura's hit new show, On the Verge Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On the Verge Radio. We're broadcasting here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Andy Lucas, and I'm here with your host, Laura Richer. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Andy. Hi, everybody.
Laura is a certified hypnotherapist, master life coach, and she is the owner of Seattle Healing Hypnotherapy, Reiki, and Life Coaching. So Laura, Wayne Dyer, who was a self-help author, philosopher, motivational speaker, said, "Our intention creates our reality." And then taking that a step further, Gary Zukav, who is a spiritual teacher and an expert on intentions, and a best-selling author said, "Your intentions are your non-physical causes that set energy into motion. They create a multitude of effects and therefore determine the experiences of your life. This is one of the most important things that you can know, and it is also something that you can see for yourself is true." So we're talking about intentions here today. In less than 3 weeks, it's going to be 2018.
Yes.
I can't believe it. The new moon is on Sunday, this coming Sunday, the 17th. And these are all really great opportunities to set intentions, but we're carefully not using the word resolutions. And what is the difference between an intention and resolution?
So the resolution is more, first of all, I'm really excited about this topic because it's the end of the year and we're all starting to look forward to 2018 and see what we want to do next year.
Yeah.
And this is also a lot of the work that I do in my practice in helping clients achieve their goals. So setting resolutions really is the same as setting a goal. You're thinking about the result that you want to create. But sometimes we don't get there, right?
Right.
And so why is that? It's because we don't really know why we want to achieve that goal. We think we do.
Right.
You know, I want to lose 20 pounds. That sounds like a pretty good idea. But if I don't know what my intention is behind that, then it's probably not going to be something I'm going to be able to follow through. So the intention is the why. Why do you want this result? What is the energy behind that? Why are you, you know, how do you think that you would feel or what you would have if you were to create this, whatever outcome is in your life?
Right. It's almost like the bridge. It's what's going to get you there. It's your motivation.
Right.
The why.
Yes.
Okay. And so we talk a lot about the cycles of the moon and how that is great energy to help with this. So first there's the full moon. And so what is the full moon generally for?
So I'm a huge astrology fan, and so I always like to use the cycle of the moon as a time to set intentions. However, if you're not into astrology, you can set intentions anytime. They're always
any day of the week.
Powerful practice. But for me, or in astrology, the full moon is a time to let go, to release the things that are not serving us anymore.
Easy for you to say.
or just whatever we need to let go of to create room in our lives for the things that we want to create or manifest.
And why is it? I mean, you just kind of said that it's so important to let go of the things that are bringing us down. I've said, if you have a garden full of weeds, you're never going to grow beautiful flowers. You've got to get rid of the garbage before you can bring in something fantastic.
Right. Just because you just don't have room for it.
Yeah. Nice. And so then the new moon, what is the new moon kind of about?
So the new moon, and again, in astrology is the time, the energy for setting intentions, for thinking about what it is you want to create, what it is that, so goals are part of intentions, but
yes,
to get to the goal piece, to see the result, we need to know why we want to get there.
Okay. So Oprah says, "I believe the choice to be excellent begins with aligning your thoughts and words with the intention to require more from yourself." And I think that's a great way to kick this off. So I am not a hoarder, but I am the daughter of a hoarder. And so I tend to save everything.
And you do, which I love because we get to do fun things like this today.
Yes. So back on May 6th, 2016, it was, in fact, a new moon. Mm-hmm. And Laura and I had an intention setting kind of ceremony. Mm-hmm. I have a fire pit in my backyard and we wrote down these things and burned them and sent them up to the universe.
Yep.
And I thought it would be interesting to check in on these intentions to see how things went.
Yep. A year and a half later. Let's see what happened.
Let's see what we did. Okay. So, Laura, you had a goal remove jealousy from your life. And the intention was to focus on things that you wanted to create.
Yep.
You wanted to find yourself in and find a supportive relationship, love relationship. You wanted to attract more of the right clients who you felt you could help.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to focus on being positive and expecting the best case scenario, not planning for the worst case. And focus on feeling good and your own happiness outside of what anyone else is doing.
Yes.
So it's a year and a half later. How are you?
So when it was very surprising when we had our meeting to plan the show and we looked at this, I realized I kind of had achieved all of these things.
Yes.
Yes. So it works. looking at the first one.
So focusing on things that you wanted to create.
Yeah. And so I noticed for myself when I saw maybe something that somebody else had that I wanted, I could feel jealous, which is not the most is not the prettiest emotion, but, you know, sometimes that can come up.
Right.
And I would then start to focus on what I didn't have. So I wanted to shift out of that just because besides feeling yucky, it doesn't help you create what you want. It just focuses on the lack of what you don't have. So I really just wanted to let my mind focus on the things I wanted to create, which means not comparing yourself to other people and not focusing on what you don't have, but focusing on what you do have. So, you know, and looking back at that, I have been so busy in the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any times that I felt any jealousy or wasn't really focusing on my own goals. So obviously that worked because I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting because you became very focused on creation. Mm-hmm. I don't think you had to sit down every day and say, remember not to be jealous today.
Yeah.
You were just focusing on your own. And maybe that was the kind of mantra, focusing on what you wanted to create. And I've seen, like, in the past year, all of the things that you have been creating, like all the things you're doing with your business and with your life. I think it's fantastic.
You know, another thing I want to point out is when I thought about this topic and thought about a negative emotion, I decided to reframe what jealousy meant to me. So instead of it being like, oh, gosh, only terrible people feel jealousy or I'm a bad person, I thought, you know, oh, that emotion is just an indicator of something that I'm wanting to create in my own life. So how can I do that? And making it not a negative, just noticing that it was kind of a signal of something that I wanted to create too, that also, I think, helped eliminate that response.
Yeah. And, you know, that reminds me of something that you have said before about resolutions, that they're kind of punishing. And
don't they sound a little
they
punishing?
They do. And so I like that idea that you even turned that into a positive. You switched it up. So let's talk about the supportive relationship.
Yes. I met my person about 6 months after we did this.
That is crazy.
Yes, and it has...
He definitely is supportive.
He definitely is, yeah.
Yeah, you guys are a really fantastic team. I have seen you guys host, you know, Thanksgiving and stuff together, and it's really impressive to see how well you work together and how great of a balance you are and how supportive
you know, you and are. So for that specific goal, was the intention behind it was really, really clear for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd had a lot of experiences of not being in supportive relationships that felt really draining to me.
Sure.
And so I knew exactly why I wanted that. And because of that clarity, I was just not going to let somebody else into my life that didn't fit that, what my intention was.
Right.
Because I was really clear that that was what I wanted.
I love that. Do you, I know you have some tips that you kind of want to share too about how people can set their intentions and focus on that. And I wonder if you could share some of those too.
Yes. So the first one I have is know why you want it. So kind of the relationship is a good example. Know specifically why you want to be in a supportive relationship. And I had a lot of reasons in my mind of why that was.
Yes.
And I also kind of imagined how I would feel in that circumstance. And I had a good understanding of why that was important to me and why I thought that that would add a lot of value to my life. So that, I think, is know why you want it. If you don't know why you want it, you know, if it's like, well, I just want to lose weight or make $1 million, but you don't really know what that would do for you.
Right.
It's very hard to get there. The next thing that's really important, and I love the idea of visualizing and manifesting, but you do have to do something.
Yes.
So think about the amount of action that you're willing to take. And so, as you know, I am fascinated by these female bodybuilders that are on YouTube. Like,
yes.
I think they're awesome and they're really strong, and I think it's very inspiring. And at one point I was watching them thinking, maybe I could do a bodybuilding competition.
Absolutely.
Well, then I got to think about the amount of action I was willing to take in terms of my fitness goals and just eating baked chicken and broccoli and not ever having dessert and working out 4 hours a day wasn't the amount of action I was willing to take. And so while I appreciate what they're doing, I had to check myself and say, you know, I want to work on my health and fitness, but it's not going to be to that extreme.
Yes. And that is so rigid.
Yeah.
And for some people, that's fantastic and it works and they look amazing and can do wonderful things.
And they have intentions, you know, about how the endurance that they can do and what they can put their body through. But like that, for me, that doesn't resonate with me.
Yeah. So we are going to take a quick break. But Laura, can you let everyone know how they can get in touch with you? And we still have Seattle Healing Hypnosis, but we've added a couple of new Facebook pages and all of that. So we've got, where can we find you on social media?
So now we just made it easy. You can find us at On the Verge Radio. So on Facebook, we're at On the Verge Radio, Instagram, Twitter. Twitter is a little different. It's On the Verge 18. So we're going to be talking about what we're going to be doing in 2018.
Yes.
And then you can get all of our archive shows and today's show, if you miss it, at ontheverge.com.
Fantastic. And we are always wanting to hear questions and comments about the show. And so you can just email us at questions@ontheverge.com.
And we would love to hear about your intentions for 2018, if you would like to share.
And is there a phone number where they could reach you? Because I know you offer a complimentary 30-minute consultation to each client.
Yes, we do. And you can just give us a call at 206-765-8265. You can also schedule that online.
Fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking more about intentions for the new year here on The Verge Radio.
All right. Thanks, Andy.
No, man, but you got to keep going. What am I going to do, quit? That's not an option. You got to keep on keeping on. Life's a garden, dig it? You make it work for you. You never give up, man. That's my philosophy.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Welcome back. And if you are just turning in, that was Hey Jealousy by Gin Blossoms, because we had been talking about letting go of jealousy. And you're listening to On the Verge Radio, learning how to use your breakdown for a breakthrough with your co-host, Laura Richer.
Hi, everybody. Hi, co-host Andy Lucas.
That's me. And we are broadcasting here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are talking about setting those intentions to attract the love and the life that you want in 2018.
That is right.
So Pete Carroll, most know him as the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, says each person holds so much power within themselves that needs to be let out. And sometimes they just need a little nudge, a little direction, a little support, a little coaching, and the greatest things can happen. So I need some coaching here.
Okay, and I'm a coach. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So as I had mentioned, we had a new moon ceremony and we set these intentions back on May 6th, 2016. And a couple of mine came to fruition, well, one of them, and then some of them, most did not. And now that I look back, I'm like, that was so vague. I don't even know what it means now, let alone what it meant a year and a half ago. Okay, so my first intention was to find a loving, supportive, nurturing, fun, sexy, happy man to share my life with.
And so how did that go?
Eight months after we set this intention, I met him on game 7 of the World Series with the Cleveland Indians. So, and he has everything that I've asked for, and it's really fantastic.
So when you set that intention, were you clear on why you wanted this type of nurturing, fun, sexy, happy man in your life?
Yes, because I had spent 4 years in the pits of dating and learned exactly what I didn't want.
Yes.
I'd had some relationships that showed me exactly what I didn't want. And so I was very clear on what I wanted and why I wanted it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as a self-employed person and I'm working at home a lot and I wanted to have this other kind of energy in my life and yeah. So I knew what I was looking for and why I wanted it. So that
helped. And it showed up.
Yeah. Okay. The next one I set was be more realistic in planning with clients and friends.
So how do you think you did there?
I don't even know how to be more realistic. That's not, as they used to say in corporate America, or they still do, SMART goals, something measurable, whatever, realistic. This is not measure. Be more realistic.
Well, and I guess we would need to know what you were thinking when you wrote that down. But what does it mean to be more realistic?
I think that I was feeling out of balance and pulled in many different directions and not focusing on my own self-care and my own life and just really focused on work. And then any free time I had, I wanted to spend time with friends. And so it felt what that would, I guess, feel like is having more balance, but I didn't even have a measurable intention.
So, you know, maybe that's why that one's been a little difficult, is you don't really have a clear connection with realistic and why you would want that in your life.
Okay. All right. Good.
Because sometimes realistic is boring. I mean, realistic, if you're self-employed and kind of do things on the fly, like maybe being realistic isn't a goal that you connect with.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, so maybe, I don't know. So we'll keep going.
We'll keep going. The next one was exercise regularly, and I actually put 4 times a week.
So that was specific. That was
very
good.
and eat well and mindfully in order to be at a healthier weight.
Yes.
Okay.
So well, how'd you do there?
That felt daunting, overwhelming. To go from nothing to four times a week when I already don't have any time.
So I think that is a good example of what I talked about in the last segment is what action are you willing to take? So as much as the bodybuilders look awesome and it's really cool that they can do that, my level of action was never going to line up with that. So for you, while four times a week might have sounded good, that might not have been an action you were willing to take. And then the second piece of that is, did you know what exercising four times a week would give you that would be important to you?
I never got that far.
Okay.
I mean, the idea was that I would be at this healthier weight, but I didn't really know why.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
And I think that's a good point. I mean, because weight is always, a lot of resolutions are around losing weight or getting healthier fit. But we really need to know why it is we want that. So,
yeah.
You know, if I want to lose a certain amount of weight, I do have to connect with the reason why. There has to be something behind it. You know, so some people really can connect with the idea that I want to look a certain way in my clothes.
Yeah.
And that can be really powerful for them. You know, for me, that isn't really something that strongly inspires me. I don't walk any runways. I'm not going to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated. So, you know, the difference between, you know, 5 to 10 pounds isn't significant enough for me to want to make the effort to do that. Okay. So I'm going to have to find a deeper reason as to why I would want to achieve that goal. Otherwise, I'm never going to get there.
Okay. So, I mean, when I look at this and you look at these three intentions that I set, the real difference is that one had a very clear agenda, or not agenda, but...
intention.
Yeah. That is what we're talking about.
Right.
Very clear intention and very clear on the why and very clear on what it was that I was looking for.
And I not only do we work together professionally, but we're friends in real life. So I also know that you had a really clear idea of what it would feel like to be in that type of relationship. Mm-hmm. You could imagine what your life would be like in that type of healthy, loving, supportive relationship. And so that was getting you much closer to it.
Yes.
You know, sometimes, and again, I keep going back to weight because that's the resolution for so many people. You know, I can't really imagine what it would feel like to be working out every day, or I can't really connect with why I would want that. And losing 20 pounds sounds good, but I can't really imagine it. And that is a block too in manifesting what you want, because you don't really believe or you can't picture it happening.
Yeah. So let's talk about manifesting for a second. So Esther Hicks, who, along with her husband, Jerry Hicks, created the Abraham Hicks Law of Attraction courses, and they were featured in The Secret. And about manifestation, she says, your life and everyone else in the universe is playing the part that you have assigned to them. You can literally script any life that you desire, and the universe will deliver to you the people, places, and events just as you decide them to be. For you are the creator of your own experience. You only have to decide it and allow it to be.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the law of attraction and vision boards and The Secret? What are your thoughts?
So I love Abraham and Esther Hicks, and they have tons of content on YouTube. And I listen to that all the time in the morning when I'm getting ready, because it's a really great way to adjust your mindset if you're focusing on what's not there instead of focusing on your intentions and what you want to create. So I love their work. I think that you know, we do have certain circumstances in our life that we maybe don't feel like we want. So there are things that we have to respond to that feel negative. But a big part of what I think she's saying here is you can choose your response to any circumstance and create the outcome that you really want. So as far as focusing on what you want and knowing what you want, I think that's powerful. Everyone who is really successful has a clear vision of where they're going. Vision boards. So I was kind of resistant to that idea when it first came out and became popular. I'm like, oh, what, I'm going to paint, you know, paste up a picture of a Ferrari and it's going to show up in my driveway. I really don't think
zoom,
so.
Zoom, zoom.
Yeah. But what I do think vision boards, and I have since changed my mind about that, and I think vision boards are really powerful, is it helps you focus your attention on what it is you want to create, and your mind automatically starts moving you in that direction. So a funny thing for me, when I was taking a life coaching certification class when I still lived in Arizona, one of the assignments was to create a vision board around the business that we wanted to create. And I cut out a picture of a building in Fremont in Seattle. At that point in time, I had no real plan to move back to Seattle. It was something I kind of wanted, but I didn't really see how that would come into being. But that's just, I thought, well, I'm just talking about my ideal business. I'm going to put this on here because it would be in Seattle.
Right.
Well, when I did actually open my business, my first office was in Fremont. So it came, and I had moved back up here, and things had kind of fallen into line. So, you know, do I think that that's just because I pasted that building on the board? Well, no, but I think that that process got me focusing on what it was I really wanted to create, which was moving back to Seattle. And, you know, I liked Fremont at the time, and that's where I wanted to be. So yeah. A few years later, that came into my life. So that's what I think the power of vision boards are, is focusing your intention and really getting clarity on a vision and what you want to have.
Yeah. And you, so, and that kind of ties into the law of attraction, mm-hmm. the secret and all of that.
So the law of attraction talks about two things. It talks about being clear on what your vision is, but then it also talks about being in a place where you feel that it's possible. So if you really have this idea that you want to be in a great relationship, but you don't feel like you deserve it, you're not going to line up with it.
Right.
So that was kind of when we talked earlier about jealousy, is that jealousy didn't help me line up with the things I wanted to create. It just kind of put me in a space where I saw I didn't have what I wanted. So by reframing that and seeing it in a different way and focusing on what I actually did want to create, that shifted my ability to do that. So if I'm jealous that somebody's has a thriving business and I don't feel like mine is thriving and I'm just focusing on that, there's really no room for me to move forward in my own life.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. So we are going to take another quick break. And Laura, please remind everybody how they can get in touch with you.
So you can find us at ontheverge.radio.com, all over social media, Facebook, Instagram are also On The Verge. Twitter is a little different. It's On The Verge 18 because mm-hmm. we're going to be focusing on 2018 and the events we have coming up then. We're also on YouTube. And then if you want to just give us a call at 206-765-8265, you can schedule your complimentary consultation with my business, Seattle Healing Hypnotherapy, Reiki, and Life Coaching, mm-hmm. to see how we can help you set your intentions and achieve your goals.
Absolutely. And don't forget, we would love to take your questions and comments about the show. You can just email those to us at questions@ontheverge.radio.com. I encourage everyone to stay tuned because next we, Laura and I, are going to be setting our intentions for 2018 right here live the show.
We're going to have to be follow through this year.
Yes, On The Verge Radio. So stay tuned here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. transform your relationships, and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
And I'm coming on this
Welcome back for more On the Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Andy Lucas, with your host, Laura Richer.
Hi, everybody.
And today we're talking about setting intentions for 2018 versus those punishing resolutions.
Right.
We're not setting those to help us attract the life and the love we truly want next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really important to talk about, we touched on it a little bit in the first segment, but the importance of letting go. And you have a couple of tips, Laura, that why it's important and how to do it.
So it's important to let go of things that aren't working for you so that you can have space in your life for the things that you want. So using relationship as an example, if you want to be in a really supportive, loving relationship, you might have to let go of a unsupportive relationship.
You mean a toxic relationship?
Or a toxic relationship, exactly. Or whether that's in love, work, whatever. So that's an example. Or if what you really want in your life is health and fitness and well-being, you might have to let go of eating chocolate and drinking wine after dinner every night. I mean,
what?
So, letting go. But letting go is not always easy.
No.
So we have a few tips of things that you can think about that might help you let go as you set your intentions for the new year. So one thing that I think is huge, and this opens up a lot of space in your life, is quit caring about what other people think of you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we invest in caring about what other people think of us, it really drains us of our energy, mostly because we have no control over it. It's not something that we can affect all that much. And it takes away our ability to create the things that we really want in our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is huge. The second one that I think really messes people up, and this is why we kind of give up on January 2nd sometimes, is let go of the need to do it perfectly.
Mm.
Progress is what you're trying to do. To get, not perfection. And progress comes from trial and error.
Yeah.
So you have to just get started, and you're not going to do anything perfectly. So if you can just let it go and just get started, that is where you're going to see some progress.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I want to say about letting go is forgive yourself for any past behavior and know that you're a different person today. So just because you messed it up before, a couple years ago, doesn't mean you're going to mess it up this year. You've learned more. You have more experience. You might be better connected with the intentions, the why of why you're trying to accomplish something.
Yeah.
And most likely, and I see this with clients quite a bit, is they're afraid to try something or do something because they think they're going to make the same mistake twice. And so then they feel that feels like an epic failure. So maybe quitting smoking or getting into another toxic relationship. And the truth is that if you're self-aware and you've kind of contemplated your past experiences, the chances of you doing that are fairly slim. I mean, you've already had that experience. You've already been through that. So you're, not that you're not going to make different types of mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like that word, but have different experiences maybe that correct you. But you are not going to do the same thing exactly the same a second time. So those are some tips for letting go.
I like
so that. We can create the things we want.
And so this, I'm really excited about this. So Laura and I are going to set our own personal intentions for 2018.
Yes.
And we will be updating all of you on our progress through social media. So definitely follow us on Facebook, On The Verge Radio, on Instagram, On The Verge Radio, and on Twitter, On The Verge 18. Because we're going to be updating. And we also want you guys to participate as well. So we want to kind of make it a conversation and be supportive of each other so that we can reach these goals and follow through with our intentions.
Yes.
So we want to hear what your intentions are, and we want to hear about your progress. And
we can all kind of hold each other accountable, which is very helpful
yes.
in setting and realizing goals.
Teamwork does make the dream work,
yes.
Laura. So kick it off, Laura. Tell us about one of your intentions. We're not going to be able to get to all of them, and we'll be sharing the list and everything, but let's talk about one of your intentions.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about one that I chose, and I'm going to talk about my thought process behind it a little bit. So it's been on my mind for a while now. I've accomplished a lot of things in 2017 that I'm really proud of. However, taking care of my health and fitness is not one of those things. So it's been on my mind that I wanted to make some changes to my diet and exercise and start, you know, feeling good.
Yeah.
So I had to think about that because that's been a goal many, many times. And I've only followed through a couple of times. And the times that I did follow through, I had very specific reasons, maybe a special event, something that helped me get there. But like I said, you know, looking good, kind of a motivator, but not really
yeah.
for me. So I thought about that. You know, why do I want to do this? Why do I want to reach a certain level of fitness? Well, my first thought was I'll look good in my clothes and I can get into my smaller jeans. And then I realized that doesn't motivate me a lot.
Right.
So then I thought, okay, well, what else could there be? And then I thought, my health. You know, honestly, I'm in my 40s now. I can't recoup from a couple days of bad at eating the way I could when I was in my 20s. When I eat a lot of sugar, my energy is completely depleted. I have an autoimmune disease that's impacted by the way that I eat,
yeah.
which really, after Thanksgiving, really, I noticed that. So I thought about that and whether that could be my motivator. And unfortunately, it really wasn't. I mean, I
appreciate the honesty here.
I don't feel that bad. And, you know, after Thanksgiving, I started eating a little bit better and I felt a little bit better. And, you know, I've had this autoimmune disease for quite a while now, and that hasn't motivated me to want to eat better. So I had to keep going deeper. Or I thought, you know, maybe this isn't really my goal. But the next thing I thought, okay, well, what is important to me? And what came to mind is all of the things that I want to do next year in terms of my business. I have new programs I want to launch. I have some different goals for myself. I am getting a new puppy that I want to be able to spend a lot of time with and do outdoors activities. And I want to be able to see my family and spend time with my boyfriend and all the stuff that I want to do.
And you're in grad school.
And I need to finish up my master's degree, which is really dragging on, but I'm getting there. So I thought I need to have energy to do all of these things. And
yes.
right now, I mean, a lot of times I don't feel like I have the energy to do everything that I want to accomplish. So that was kind of like, ding, 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 that's it.
Yes.
And that felt motivating to me, was that I really need more energy, which I can tell from not exercising that my energy is definitely down. So
yeah.
The next piece I did, even though it took a moment to just kind of brace myself to do it, but I'm like, I worked with a trainer about a year ago, a little over a year ago. I got great results
yeah.
with her. Tina at TMC Health was super helpful. And I let that practice go because I was focusing on some other things
yep.
last year. But I decided I needed to have some action to go along with my intention. So I gave Tina a call to get me back on the schedule in January.
Yay.
So that is my intention. And I will post about that in our Facebook group. And you can follow me and see
how it's doing.
How I do. Yeah,
I think that's awesome. I really love the why. I think that is so important. It really is the bridge that gets you there.
And that's meaningful to me. And that might not be having more energy might not be meaningful to someone else. But that was the one that I could really feel like, yes, I have all these things I want to do in my life. And I could imagine what it would feel like to have more energy to do them.
Yeah.
So for me, that was it. So you have to find out what that is for you.
Yes, exactly. So my intention,
yeah.
I need a little bit more coaching, but David Allen created this program called Getting Things Done, and it's a methodology for time management. And he said something that really speaks to me. You can do anything, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has really rings true. And so when I think about what my intention is, it's going back to the same thing that I wrote before. I'm seeking this balance and better time management so that I can enjoy my life more. Just something as simple as reading more or being able to take a walk or getting back to cooking. And that means getting back to eating my plant-based diet, and like that goes into losing weight. Like it all is combined.
Okay.
So help.
Okay.
Coach
so
Laura.
All right. Let's take so balance is a great goal.
Yes.
And it can also be one of those things like losing 20 pounds or mindfulness where it sounds good, but what does it really mean and why do we want it?
Yeah.
So you already mentioned a couple things that are important to you. And I know that being on a plant-based diet and having the time to cook your food is really important to you. And that's something that could really connect you to being in balance.
Yes.
But what I would want to know from you first is, what does that mean to you? What does balance mean to you?
Balance means that I have an office at my house that is neat and orderly and organized that I can work in. And when I'm done for the day, I walk out of that and close the door. And then I have my personal life, that there really is a work-life balance. And that personal life means getting to spend more time with my boyfriend, Zach, and with our pets and doing fun things, you know, taking walks, seeing movies, going to plays, all of that stuff. So,
what is kind of the pain point for you right now, feeling like your life is out of balance? What is that doing?
I feel chaotic.
Okay.
My office is a mess, so I'm actually working in the living room. I was working at the dining room table, but now that's become a mess because I'm either working or sleeping or time with friends. And there is no
time for you.
Yes.
Okay. So just talking some of that through, connect you with why you want balance in your
yes.
life?
Yes. And I like the picture of me sitting at my desk and being able to close that door. So like you made your first step, I think my first step would probably to be hiring an organizer.
Yes.
Who can help me. I already mentioned it today. I'm the daughter of a hoarder. I come by this honestly. And it's not a hoarding situation. We don't need to call the Hoarders TV show, but just yet.
Yeah.
But I think that would be a good first step for me.
I think so. Absolutely.
Yes.
And especially when you know that it's something challenging for you. I know, I mean, I talk about going to the gym all the time and I rarely get there.
Right.
But when I have an appointment and I have a trainer and I'm paying for it, I know I will go.
Yes. When you're accountable to somebody.
Yes.
And somebody else's time is on the line.
Right.
For you.
Right.
Yes.
So that's just a little extra step that will help. You know, obviously I could quit my trainer at any point, but just having that extra level of accountability helps me stay on my path and be in the intention that I've set for myself.
Yes. Tina, I hope you heard that.
Yeah.
That she can quit at any time.
No, don't let me
and
quit.
That is, Tina is amazing. I've talked with her at TMC to Health. It's fantastic. So please follow along with us on social media, On The Verge Radio on Facebook and Instagram. Twitter is On The Verge 18. We want to hear your intentions. We want to have this be an open discussion as we go through the year and be supportive of each other. And one of the most common things I think that people set for intentions after weight-related goals is finding love.
Yes.
And we have a fantastic solution for that. So we're going to take another quick break, but when we come back, we're going to tell you all about this new program that is geared toward helping women find love in 2018. So stay tuned for more On The Verge Radio here on Transformation Talk Radio.
There is a way out of all this misery. One way. I know of one way. Let's unite and right this wrong. One way, there's only one way. We must form a fighting throng. If the same great dream is beating in each heart, there's no stopping what a fighting team can start for all together. A team can weather.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotE.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Can weather any storm they may go through. 'Cause teamwork can make a dream work, can make the greatest dream come true.
Maybe with some
support. Welcome back to On the Verge Radio, where we are a team making the dream work here. I'm your co-host, Andy Lucas, with Laura Richer, our host.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Andy.
And today we've been talking about setting intentions and how powerful it can be. And as I mentioned before the break, for many people, they want to create love in 2018. And so we have a new program geared just toward that. And I have the pleasure to announce Richer Love.
Yes, it's
from
very
Laura
exciting.
Richer. So what is this?
So this program is something that I developed based on my own dating experience and also based on the challenges that I see clients come across as they kind of navigate the dating world. And this is really, you know, as we talked about in our toxic love series, our toxic relationship series, that this is something that's relationship is so important to our health and well-being and growth in life and all of those things. And, you know, everybody, most people love being in love. So this is something that a lot of people intend to create in their lives. Yeah. But I do see where people are getting tripped up. And my own experiences showed me some of those things as well. So this is a program to help people on the dating scene.
So it's a 12-week kind of intensive. It's a 12-week intensive.
Yep.
And it's focused on letting go of the garbage, getting clear on what you want, and then really preparing someone for the dating scene, right down to helping with their profiles.
So one of my other intentions for this year, one of my professional intentions, is to help women learn in 90 days or 12 weeks what it took me 5 years to learn about dating. And so, we're going to work over a 12-week period to work on all of these topics that can really help you let go of the past, gain clarity about what you really want to create in your life, what type of relationship you want to have, and then give you some really practical dating advice, right down to reviewing your dating profile, about how you can get the results that you want.
I love this. So who is this geared toward?
So this program is for anyone who wants to participate in it and feels like it's a good fit for them. But the person that I had in mind when I created the program are me and you, as well as many of my clients. So I would say this women 30s to 60s, probably professional women, really powerful in their careers or whatever their professional life is, but find relationship to be a little more challenging. Could be somebody who's ended a significant relationship or is divorced and find themselves single at a time that they didn't expect to be single in yes. their lives. So that's kind of who it's geared towards. But if it resonates with you and feels like it could help you, then it's for you.
Yeah. So we're asking right now, you're telling people because the program has geared to launch. It's set to launch February of 2018.
Right.
And so right now, people who are interested in this can sign up for the mailing list. Just go to richerlove.com. And that way they can be alerted. They can be the first to know when the program launches.
Yep.
And that's richerlove.com. So tell me how this kind of came about. Because you're saying you had this 5-year experience.
Yes, of being single and dating. And some of it was fun and some of it was awful. And I feel like I learned a lot about myself along the way. I feel like the reason I was single for 5 years was there was a lot of healing that I needed to do. And I needed to gain clarity on what I was looking for. I really had no idea. But I do think I learned a lot of things that had... I had somebody tell me these things while I was dating, it would have made it a lot easier.
Yes.
So we were really lucky because, as I mentioned in a previous segment, that not only do we have a professional relationship, but we're friends outside of our work.
Yeah.
And we were both single at the same time
yes.
for around the same amount of time.
Yes.
So it was awesome that we had each other as a support
yeah.
to say, you know, am I going crazy? Why do I keep having these experiences? And we could give each other constructive feedback.
Yes.
And offer support when things weren't going well.
And because we were both in the same position, we understood it. Because, like, my sister's been in a 13-year relationship. My mom's been with my stepdad for 35 years. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't understand the current dating scene.
Yes. And so that can be tough when your friends have been married for a long time. I remember my mom very well and had great intentions, but gave me some advice. And the thought of my mind was like, yeah, but you haven't been single since the 70s. What yeah. do you know about this?
Things have yeah. really changed
yeah.
in my day.
So it was great that we had each other during that time to kind of support each other. And I don't know that everyone happens to have that, especially, you know, we're both in our 40s. A lot of times when you're in your 40s, you know, all of your friends and family are in relationship, and maybe that's not a dynamic that you have in your life. So
right.
that is something that I wanted to be able to offer clients who were looking for that if they were just getting started on their dating journey at an age that they didn't expect to
yes.
be single. And then the other thing is, reason I wanted to create this program is that I really can work with a lot of people. This work is going to be done online, and there will be individual sessions included with me, but also a group dynamic to it.
Yeah.
So I am based in Seattle, but this can help people anywhere.
Yes.
So this program can have a nationwide reach, which we're really excited about.
Yes.
We can work with anyone.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the fact that it's online and there is a group support, as we're calling it, the Sasterhood.
Yes.
Yes.
And can you tell us what that means in a
the Urban
language
Dictionary
suitable for the radio?
Describes that as your sisters who help you by giving you somewhat sassy, pointed, direct advice about your love life.
Yes. Perfect.
So we are going to be the Sasterhood
yeah.
to help people through this because it really does help to have those people who can give you solid advice, who are looking at it with an unbiased lens and aren't, oh, no, I think he really does like you. No,
yeah.
he doesn't like you. Delete.
He stood you up twice, but he probably, you know, maybe he just had a bad childhood. No, we don't want
no,
any of that.
I don't care. And if he did, or I'm out.
Yeah.
So, again, we want folks to go to richerlove.com and they can sign up for that. So, Laura, what we've talked a lot about intentions. You and I have set some of our own. We want people to follow us at On the Verge Radio. But tell us, do you have any thoughts, closing thoughts about, because we're heading into the final couple weeks of 2017, and we want to think about what our intentions are and have them ready to kind of start the new year and focus on the why. Any other advice that you would have?
So that, like I said, that's kind of what Richer Love is going to be, is if your intention is to find love, we're going to help you connect with the reasons why so
yes.
that you can actually bring in the partner that you're looking for. So set your intention for the relationship you want. Think about what that really means to you and why you want that relationship. Think about what you would feel like if you were in that relationship and really connect to that energy. It's hard, like I said before, it's hard to create anything that you can't really imagine the possibility
right.
of.
I see that now.
Yeah. and And yeah, just be very clear about why you want to be in a relationship at this time in your life. And also kind of think about who you would be in that relationship and notice if there's any discrepancy between who you are right now and who you would need to be to show up for that.
Oh, I love that.
So that's a good jumping off point.
I think that's fantastic. I am really excited about working with you on that program. I think it's going to be fantastic.
I agree.
So before we take off for the year, remind everyone how they can get in touch with you.
So On The Verge, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is On The Verge 18. You can call us for your complimentary consultation at 206-765-8265.
You can view all of our past archives, past shows, including this one on ontheverge.com. You can email us with questions or comments at questions@ontheverge.com. Laura offers a complimentary 30-minute consultation to all new clients to see if it's a good fit and see how her healing modalities of hypnotherapy, Reiki, and life coaching could possibly be of help. And I think that's all. I would intend everyone to have a wonderful holiday from all of us here at On The Verge Radio. And we'll see you next year.
See you next year.
You've been listening to On The Verge Radio, using your breakdown for a breakthrough with Coach Laura Richer. We all have that moment in life when we are on the verge of big change. This time of transition is a wild and unknown place. How will you show up? Embrace the positive, drop the negative, and you can experience total transformation. Schedule a breakthrough session with Laura at seattlehealinghypnosis.com. Laura will help you discover the path to creating rapid and positive changes. Tune in every month for On The Verge Radio with Laura Richer.